Hey, you're tuned into Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy. Glad you're joining us again today, and I hope this is going to be a blessing to you. I just want to give you a quick thought from the scripture today. And wherever you are, whether you're in Singapore or one of our international listeners around the world, I hope you're really enjoying the power and the strength that the Word of God brings into our lives. And I trust that you are actually reading along in the Bible. Please don't let these podcasts be the only kind of spiritual refreshment you get. But as you dig into the Word, I hope these things are just kind of like a little energy booster for you, just to kind of give you some focus, get you through the day, and really give you something to kind of meditate on from the Word. Today, I'm going to be talking to you out of Romans chapter 14. And, you know, in Romans 14, Paul begins to talk to the church about how every one of us is made differently. We have a different level of faith. Some are bothered by things that don't bother others. Some, you know, argue about things that to other people it doesn't matter very much. And he challenges them that everyone should live not just for themselves, but for the Lord. And in Romans chapter 14, 19, he says this simple thing. He says, "So let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up." God has made us all different. Every one of us has different temperaments. Every one of us has a different personality. We have different backgrounds and history, likes and dislikes. And so every one of us in the body as a Christian see things differently. We have very different perspectives and many times different goals and dreams. And that's wonderful. God didn't create us to be all the same, but he placed us in a body, each with their own unique place, their own unique gifting. And, you know, the funny thing is about that, that sometimes those very things that make us unique and help us to flow as a body are the very things that can sometimes end up with us being frustrated with one another, unhappy. Maybe we don't see eye to eye with a leader or another one of the members in the body around us. But, you know, Paul says in this verse, look, we need to strive for harmony. We need to give ourselves to that and try to build each other up in spite of any differences. And it's so important that you and I begin to really make that part of our life, that we don't put up with conflicts. It's so easy to let little things and little disagreements creep in. Maybe there's some people that used to be part of your life, and today they're not really because some kind of a disagreement crept in. Well, Paul says, look, we need to attack those things. We need to look at that and say, that's not going to be part of our life today, and be willing to learn more about each other so that we can relate more easily. We need to build each other up as we do that. And it's interesting that Paul says the key here is let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. You know, I really think that this is the key, because it's not just about me, trying to be a perfect person, but I think my goal has to be I have to have a desire in my heart to build someone else up and to help them out rather than just pull away from them every time we have a disagreement. And if that's my goal, if that's my heart, then I'm going to achieve real unity. That's why it's so important that we're involved in different, you know, areas of ministry and service in the church, really. Because, you know, when you get involved in those things, sometimes people can rub you the wrong way, and that's not the time to pull away from that person. It begins to show you areas of your life where, hey, I need to begin to say, how can I help them? How could I be a blessing to that person? And as I do that, I am aiming for harmony. I'm striving to keep unity in the body of Christ and really see God glorified in my life and in the church. And so if there's, you know, something that you've been kind of thinking about or relationship that you've been struggling with in some way in your life, I want to challenge you today. Don't pull away from those things. Don't get frustrated and don't give place to the enemy to come in. But you look for a way. How can I build that person up? How can I help them? How could I strengthen them? And how could God use me, you know, to edify another member in the body? And I think you're going to see your relationship with God go to a whole new dimension and a whole new level.